the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studio.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles. I'm pointing at the doggy.
Gummy normal.
Thank you, Austin.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was the
gummy? The real problem with that. Bloody.
Ever walk alone.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, the bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, the Zack Snyder Cut. A very good morning or good evening to you, my very good friends. My name is still Joel Kasem, much to the dismay of the following people. First up is a woman who got her ship stuck in the Suez Canal. It's Captain Gabby Morris.
Ahoy, me hearties.
Yarr.
Yarr. To be sure, to be sure. Oh, no, this is an Irish person. Oh, sorry. That, I combined pirates and Irish people together. Whoa.
That's okay.
It's been a minute.
It has.
I'm sure there's a joke about an
Irish
pirate. I've
literally got water all over the microphone.
No water in the studios, Gabby.
Still
oh, my God.
Still cutting off mic even though we're not on
the You're studio. You're in the studio. What are you doing here?
I know.
God.
Do we want to talk about that gargle? What was happening then?
Just keeping the mouth fresh.
That's fine. Like, also, if you want to do vocal warm-ups and stuff, I'm all for it.
I was doing that. I didn't know I was the only woman. I forget that I'm the only woman.
What's that got to do with?
Because you said, and the woman that...
Oh, okay. But regardless, you knew your mic was on.
Did I? I don't have a red light on.
No, you don't.
So...
Okay.
I beg to differ.
That's fair.
Great saying.
Always presume... The mic is on in Radio Land because
don't
you never know who's listening.
Explain me about microphones being on. You know what? I'll gargle whenever I want to gargle. Microphone on or off. All right, introduce that guy.
Sure. Also joining us is a man who is stoked he's been told he can dance next week because he sure as hell couldn't dance before. It's Mikrah. You didn't wait.
I'm just freshening my mouth up my way.
Ah,
sorry. Antibacterial wipes are great for everything.
Visual gag. Great for
yeah,
radio.
Yeah, good one. Someone needs to talk to you about that.
About what? Visual gags?
Yes.
Hey, it's good to see your faces, by the way.
Even though we talk shit, we do like to see each other every now and then.
We do.
Yeah. You wouldn't let me hug you though, would you, Gabby?
No, no. I mean, regardless of COVID.
I'm not even sure. Like, you went for a hug. You went for more of a...
You went for a hug with your tongue out. Like, who
I'm
in what planet
for attention.
Does anyone find that appealing?
Well, I was just making the point that... I was shaking hands with our intern, who we'll introduce soon, and you're like, no, I don't know. I don't shake hands anymore. So that's why I went in for the hug, just to sort of
with
to
your
scare
tongue
you.
Out. That's not the point. I'm happy to hug you, but you had your tongue out coming in for a hug. You know? Anyone? What's the vibe on that? Not good.
No vibe.
If we were meeting up at like some sort of sex dungeon party, a bit different. But like, I haven't seen you in a week.
Since the last sex dungeon party.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
yes.
We can talk about this now, and we might even put it onto our Instagram. So have a look right now. Jump on our Instagram.
Across the Park.
Where is it?
At Across the Park.
Something like that.
Instagram.
If you can find it, great, because we have no idea where it
is. Yeah, we don't know what it is.
Anyway, there's a few weeks ago, we spoke about a 2SER jail.
Yep.
Great jokingly,
joke. Great
we thought
gag.
It was really quite funny. Had a good little laugh.
Where we took put the up, volunteers.
Yeah, yeah. Took up about 15 minutes of the show. It was fantastic. Last week after the show, I ran into the station manager, Martin. Coming to the show, Martin.
Big fan, Martin.
He literally gets his name dropped every show.
And he never comes on.
I know. God. I wonder why.
And he's like, I'm going to show you. We actually have something quite similar to a jail downstairs. Walked me downstairs. I mean, it's all under lock and key. I can't get down there myself. And because this place used to be a bank, there's an old vault that just happens to look like a jail cell.
Legit.
Mm.
Where the volunteers get put in if they don't do their hours.
It's That's also right. where our sex dungeon party
yeah,
was
also.
Last week.
Yeah. Oh, I can't.
Okay, fine. Well, whatever.
It's not necessarily in reference to you. Just the idea of a sex dungeon is just. Bleh. Should we go there? We can go there. We can unpack that further if we want. Joel,
go for it.
What do you think?
I'm sweet. What do we got? We've still got another 25 minutes to go.
No, I'm asking in reference to what's your vibe on a sex dungeon?
You know, to each their own. I mean, if someone's down there when they shouldn't be down there and they don't want to be down there, no.
Look,
that's
we don't
not
have
rude,
a meditation room is all I'm going to say.
No. Should we?
No, we shouldn't say that.
What?
Nobody's been listening to
the news. That was in the prayer room, wasn't it?
Oh, what happened?
Meditation/prayer room.
Oh, yes. No.
No, never mind.
Let's just say we're not a Parliament House.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, right.
Because we are much better than that.
We are. We should move on. Martin's definitely listening.
Hi, Martin. Come on the show. So, hello, everyone.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hello.
Nothing.
We all dried out.
Well, yeah, and I'm also I've been a bit annoyed because I have new shoe anxiety.
Mm.
I bought a pair of shoes a couple of weeks ago. They're suede, bright red.
Did you protect them?
Well, I haven't worn them, right, because it's been raining. So I was like, far out, when is this, like, flooding going to stop because I've got shoes to wear, people to impress. And I haven't worn them. And then I've worn them today. I wore them today. I've got not one single remark.
Oh.
So now I'm like feeling anxious that they're not good enough, or I've gone out of my depth here as a 30-year-old, 32-year-old, with these bright red Adidas suede shoes. And no, like, you know when you got new shoes and you're like, I got new shoes today, and you're like walking around, you're like, someone's going to say, great shoes. Hey, love them shoes. Oh, my God.
But don't you remember at school you never told whether you had new shoes because they'd christen them and they'd stomp all over them and make them dirty.
Yeah.
So I was always never liked wearing new shoes to school because I was so bright, for one thing, but also everyone would step on them.
I know.
That's why I wore thongs to school.
Was that a joke?
No.
No.
He tried. It didn't land, but that's okay.
I've got a shoe story too. Last week after the show, I walked home and it started pissing down rain and I thought, I can make it home without an umbrella. Wrong. It started pissing down rain. These shoes that I got on got really, really wet, like saturated. And then the next day I just left them like in the bathroom. And the next day they stunk
so bad.
Yeah.
And my wife goes, okay, I'm going to chuck them in the washing machine and just try and get rid of the smell. Yeah. I was like, all right.
That's a nice wife.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty good.
I wouldn't touch your festy shoes with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, she had a 12-foot pole.
Quite a large house.
So I'm wearing them again now. It's only a slight smell. It's not too bad.
If you can smell them, if you can smell them and you're walking around, that's bad. That's the sign that you need to get new shoes or put them through the wash again. You know when you're sitting at your desk or you're walking around, you're like, is that my feet?
Yeah.
Are those my shoes? And then you go... That's bad, because if I can get that slight whiff, people can smell it 10 times worse.
Now I'm noticing in this studio that there's a bit of a whiff.
There's like, do you kind of like it though? He's running on the aircon to say.
Put the aircon on. It's going to give me stuffy in here.
Suck it up.
Oh, I'm really sensitive to smell. I swear I can smell them from here. I know exactly that smell that you're talking about, and it's just so. Poignant. Pertinent.
Pungent.
Poignant is definitely not the right word.
As a show, do we want to bring out a fragrance? Mick shoes.
Across the park. How do you smell? What do you, the listener, think that Across the Park smells like?
Fucking dirty.
Into jail.
Where is
you,
it?
Gabby. Jeez, that jail's going to get some use.
I kind of muffled it down and my mouth wasn't even on the microphone, Martin.
Oh, yes.
I'm kind of excited about going to jail. Like, the thought of, like, Martin putting me in jail and maybe in handcuffs is, like, thrilling.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
I'll be cutting that up.
Yeah.
All right. Gabby, you weren't here last week, and it was so frustrating for me because it was the Grammys. That was the event, right?
Yes. Yep.
Grammys, good. That's the music one.
Yep.
And so, as I like to do for you, I made a song for you, but you weren't here for me to play. Shall I play it now
Please.
So we can hear it?
I would love that.
Okay, so the joke was something along the lines of you winning a Grammy for this song.
Oh,
did the homework, miss? Look at me. I did the homework, miss. Look at me.
What am I saying?
What the hell is that?
That was...
Is that in German?
Yeah.
No, you were saying, I did the homework, miss. Look at me.
I did the homework, miss. Look at me.
Is that it?
Not even close. You were making fun of him, I think.
Yes.
Because he was being... because we did the... Yeah, no, wait. It was because of
so him. That's what I'm saying. I did the homework, miss. Look at me.
Look at me.
That's a banger.
Wow. Submit that. Put that on Unearthed or something and it'll get hits.
Not a bad idea. We've got a few.
We can sell our songs. Fragrance and our song.
Our songs, Mick. My song. Let's just be clear.
Well, actually, Joel did it all. I'll be taking that Grammy. The Grammy.
Oh. Well so done. Music producer. You could definitely be my Phineas to the Billie Eilish. I don't know if you know that reference.
No.
Can't be bothered.
It's Billie Eilish's brother.
Yeah.
He does all the music for her.
Yeah, but she's the, you know.
Wait, does she write her own lyrics or he does everything?
No, he does the music.
He does does help write. He does. They write it together and he produces all the music and writes the music and does all the music. And
well, there you go.
Yeah, but I'm the star. So just as long as we get that clear, that's
fine. I'm just behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I'm like the witch in Wizard of Oz.
What? What?
Is it a witch? No, not the witch. It's the one behind the big screen.
Oh, the wizard?
The Wizard of Oz. It's called the Oz or something. Whatever.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's a banger. Well done.
Mm. Thanks. All right.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks. Mick, how are you?
His shoes.
Shoes. I got nothing.
Can I tell you about my sporting soccer final?
Please.
Nah.
Because of the previous week's rain, we were rained out. So last night we had to play two games. If we won the semi, we would have to play the finals like an hour or half an hour later.
Yep.
Like crazy.
Yep.
I can't play one game, let alone two.
Yep.
Oh, that's so hard.
Yeah. So we played one game, semi-final, five-a-side soccer. We're undefeated this season, right? I think I've explained that a few times. We're undefeated.
Yeah.
What do you need to explain there?
I've explained it a few times. 2 minutes into the semi, one of the nicest people on our team swore at the ref, and she got sent off, like red carded, bang.
Controversial.
Gone. This is like 2 minutes into our semi-final.
Like, did she, like, say to the ref, you're an effing something something, or was just like, oh, that's effed?
Well,
oh, my God, I'm being so good
she at said, look, I don't want to say anything too specific here, but the ref was just insinuating that she was perhaps wrong, and she then said, don't be so effing patronizing.
Oh, that's not that bad.
And then she got sent off. Like for that.
And then he patronized her just one level more.
Just pat her on the head.
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
You'll be right.
And she wasn't even allowed to sit on the sideline. She had to go like off the whole field. Wouldn't even let her sit there for the whole game.
Oh, well, let's unpack that a bit. What do we think?
It was really messed up.
Nah.
For a social game of soccer, which, you know, she got a little bit upset.
Did she get in the ref's face?
Oh, I wouldn't say so. No. She was just a bit cranky that the way he was talking. That's all. And then the ref didn't like, we thought we had a player down the whole game, but in actual fact, after they score, we're allowed to have the player come back or after 2 minutes. So it's like a 2 minute, like sort of less player down.
Yeah.
They scored almost immediately after that, but we didn't get another player on because he didn't say bring another player on. So for about 5 minutes more, we had like four players on the team instead of five. Four players on the field instead of five. And we managed to cling on. And it was 1-1 at half time. And then we got to full time. It was still 1-1. I mean, we had 5 minutes extra time. It was still 1-1. We went to penalties in the semi final.
So stressful.
And it was like 4-4. And then, we won. We won the semi.
There you go,
we won the semi final. And then half an hour later, we played the final. Lost 6-0. Our first loss of the bloody season.
And it happens to be the final. That's terrible.
Six, embarrassing.
We were wrecked though. Like after that first game and not like the extra time, the penalties, we were just like wasted.
I just want to know where the red carded goat went. Did she just
couldn't play the second game either. She couldn't play the final.
Oh,
wasn't allowed. She came back and sat in the sideline for the final.
Why was she allowed to come back?
Well, because it was a different game.
Was it the same ref?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's a bit off.
When you lost, the team that you lost to, had they played their semi as well before that game?
Yes, they played earlier in the night. Okay. They'd won their semi, and yeah, we played our semi. They watched us play as well. Like, they saw the whole game, so they were analysing us. And they had, like, a whole hour to relax, an hour and a half between games. We had, like, 20 minutes.
Had you played them earlier in the season?
No, that was a week that got rained out, so we hadn't played them before.
There you go.
So if we had, we might not have been undefeated.
Wow.
Anyway, that's the season done, but it was a good season, apart from that. We didn't get trophies or anything. Just got $50, like, pineapple. That was it.
You got $50 each?
No, like $150
note. $150 pineapple.
For the whole team. That's like $5 each.
To be fair, that's better than a piece of plastic trophy, don't you reckon? Like,
you should have seen these trophies. Everyone got one. They're like little gold trophies. They're just like little cute ones. You can put them on your mantelpiece and say, I won.
Did you not get trophies when you were young? Probably not, hey?
They didn't have them then.
Sometimes involve like achievement awards. Like, now what do you call it?
Most enthusiastic.
Encouragement. Yes, I got that one a lot. Even when I was playing men's, I was the most improved.
Most improved. Oh!
But that means you're good, right? It means you're better than you were.
You've improved.
You're not MVP, let's just be clear.
Anyway, a few weeks off now. My bones need some rest. My muscles.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. Sorry. I played ping pong on the weekend. Mm. Solid 2 hours. Ooh. Sweaty I was. Mm. So much fun.
Yeah.
There are free table tennis tables at Sydney University undercover. So we were playing in the rain. It was perfect. There's about 6 of them. Really good tables as well. Wow. What a sport.
Do you have to bring your own?
Yeah,
I love it. Every sport you play is like your new favourite sport.
Yeah. I love it. I'm obsessed. Absolutely obsessed.
Goodbye, tennis.
Goodbye, tennis. It's just so good. It's such like a, you fully get zoned. Yeah, great game. That's all I can say.
I love
and
table tennis.
Free courts.
I love
free tables.
I love table tennis. I would love to play.
I would love
to
play you.
Just wipe the floor.
There was no doubt that I would smash you.
No, you're going down, Gabby.
Nah. Like my forehand.
Nah.
Like you'd be crying at the end of it.
Nah.
You'd be so ashamed. And then Joel will give you most enthusiastic award.
I'd be playing, thank you.
Okay.
Really?
I've got a proposal, guys.
Oh, here we go.
The Olympics are coming in 4 months. About 4 months. Almost at a day, actually. Four months. It starts on 23rd of January. July. Shut up. Okay. No. This is a segment. Live segment brainstorming.
I love it.
We're going to do an Across the Park Olympics leading up to the Olympics where we play sports amongst the three of us.
Okay. This isn't a bad idea.
And then we all like compete. Like we actually compete and fight. Not fight. Unless it's
I'd
a
love
fighting
to
sport.
Boxing. Far out. It'd be so good.
But right, we're going to do this. We're going to do some interactive, like live sporting competition between the three of us.
Great.
See who comes out on top as the one and only Olympic /
love
across
it.
The park.
Table
champion.
Tennis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of all the sports that I'm good at. Holding my breath underwater for the longest.
Bowling?
That's not a sport.
What do you mean?
Surfing.
We can do bowling.
Surf.
Yeah, that's it. Right. But you have to do it.
Swimming?
Them the rules. Swimming?
Well, yeah, if Gabby's going to pick it, you're not going to beat me in swimming.
Everyone has to pick a sport, or maybe one or two each.
Yeah, okay. That's
okay?
what I was
and
thinking.
And then we all pick what we're good at. And each, like, you know, that way.
But if we're good at it, does that mean we're all just going to win two each?
Yeah.
Nah, because Gabby thinks she's good at everything. She's, you know.
I'm not going to choose surfing because it'd just be really sad and embarrassing for both of you.
Yes. And how do you judge it? How do you judge surfing?
We've got an intern.
Oh. Do we? Oh, well, you haven't even introduced our intern.
Let's do it.
We should. Hi, Rowan.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What quiz is going on?
Wow.
I was busy getting water for everyone.
This guy's been sitting in the studio the whole time. I haven't been looking at him because I just wasn't sure.
I know. Actually, I was like, Mick.
We should have checked a pulse with those shoes you got on Mick.
I knocked him out.
He's wearing a mask.
But who is this guy?
Good fucking question.
Oh.
Not in front of the intern.
Bad influence.
Welcome.
It's my first day.
How do we introduce ourselves to the intern?
Okay, Rowan.
What we should do is get some callers to call in.
9514-9500 is the number to call. We're not here.
Look at the switchboard lining up. We need to find out Rowan's sporting credentials.
Yeah.
That is true. Really. Actually, let's go through his CV. I've got it here.
Okay, go.
Yep.
Interesting. Hmm. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Tell us more. No, tell us your interest. Do you have any?
Exploring old jail cells is a real passion of mine. I just happened to stumble across into another passion of mine. So that just two worlds have just collided here.
Well, what are your thoughts on table tennis?
It's fun.
Okay.
Good. That's what I like. So you've got to suck up to all of us, which is quite hard. It's a tough job.
Mm. Yeah.
I love smelly shoes as well.
Man, we're going to get along like a house on fire. What are your sporting credentials? What are you good at? What are you good at?
I'm great at watching sport.
Good.
Fair
and
enough.
And not participating in it and claiming that I'm an expert with
wow,
zero
you've got the job.
You're overqualified.
You're actually overqualified. Make him the CEO.
Awesome. And now we've got a guy who can package up the show and we can just leave straight afterwards, right?
Package
That's
up the show.
That's the idea.
Yeah, cool.
So,
what do you like of social media?
Yeah, sure. I'm great. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
This is like the classic, like you've got to sell yourself. You've really got to be, what do you like with social media?
Fantastic. An absolute weapon.
Sell yourself.
Hashtags.
Do you know?
We won't check. It's all right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Great. Welcome. Welcome.
Well,
you're not hired yet, but welcome.
Well, yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Sport.
Oh, we should do some sport, yeah. I suppose that's part of the show. I can't even find the thing.
Short. I did it. I picked it up.
Well, can I start with this? And I think this is something we should move forward with.
Not doing any sport news.
No, sports news. But sports news from sports that are really very uncommon.
Yes.
Mm. Went to a friend's place last weekend.
Wow. That's lots of things that are interesting in that statement.
That's great. A friend. Well, a friend of the show, Adrian, who has been on this show before. Mm. And we were sitting back watching footy. It was boring. So we turned. He's got KO. Mm. Am I allowed to say that on air?
Who cares?
They're sponsors now. It's okay.
Oh, good. Yeah. So we get free KO.
It's the best day ever.
KO has like these, like a multitude of all different channels and stuff like that. Does anyone here have KO?
Yeah. Is KO just sport?
Just sport.
So I got the free
for all. Is that the gambling one?
Nah, it's owned by those dickheads at Murdoch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We just lost our sponsor, guys. Sorry.
How come he doesn't get a swearing thing?
Because dick is not a swear word.
Is it not?
Nah.
It's a name.
Should we go through swear words again?
No. This is a show we've done plenty of times.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm telling a story like Mick. The moral of the story is there's a channel, it's called like ESPN 8 or it's called the Ocho, I think. I don't know how it's pronounced. Has the most incredible sports that no one ever talks about.
Mm.
Axe throwing, disc golf, acrobatic pizza, death diving, putt-putt, dodge juggle,
putt-putt.
Stone skipping, lawnmower racing. There's a lot more. But I think moving forward, these are the sort of sports we should be talking about.
100%. Nobody wants to talk about NRL.
No. Speaking of, in NRL news, yes! Round 2 is behind us, but not far enough behind us for some fans, especially those of Tigers, Broncos, Dogs, Cowboys and Manly, the 5 teams who haven't yet looked like winning. Rowan, have you got a rugby league team?
Yes, I do.
Was it one of those 5?
It was one of those 5.
Let me guess. Manly.
No.
An insult.
I know. I was just checking.
That's rude.
Because he was not going to get the
putting
job.
Putting him through the ringer.
It's still the interview process. It's 100%. Yeah. Fair enough.
That would have been a deal breaker.
Do you want to tell us? There's 4 left.
Yeah, it's Canterbury.
Oh, the Dogs. Oh.
Oh, the doggy dogs. Who let the dogs out?
Oh, Gabby.
Isn't that their song?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
I would think so.
Yeah, they have used that as part of their promotional material.
You should be the marketing person.
Yeah, because no one else would have thought of that. Okay. We're almost out of time. Anyway, on a lighter note, Mick, your Eels did well beating last year's grand final.
We were on top
winners.
Of the ladder for a fleeting day. We
Who jumped? Oh.
Well, you know, we played on Thursday. We beat the existing premiers in very wet conditions. And we were on top of the ladder for a day.
Yeah,
But that was an amazing game. There's a grand final replay that was on last night.
we don't know the score.
But I'm predicting the Storm won that. I'm sure they did.
Well, look, I've got something on that, actually. The Panthers, so the Panthers won 28-0 last week.
They did.
Again, we don't know what their score was.
First team in however long.
Well, I'll tell you.
Oh, sorry, you go.
24-0 in round one. So no one scored against them this year. But in their last regular season game, I just realised I'm talking a lot about the Dogs here.
I'm just crying
sorry,
in the corner.
Sorry. In their last regular season match last year, they won by a certain score, like it was 44-0 or something.
It was,
wrong,
yes.
Sorry.
Ouch.
So they've won 3 regular season games in a row without a team scoring a point against them.
That's
Hasn't been done since 1919.
Whoa.
Mick, do you remember that?
Yeah, oh man. Back in the days of Glebe and University.
University. Mm. And Annandale, I think, were Annandale. A team, weren't they?
Yeah. That's a crazy stat. But the Panthers are out without Nathan Cleary, so I don't know if they would have won last night.
Well, yeah, but Stormer without Pappenhausen.
Yeah.
Or as my girlfriend calls him, Pappenhausen with the magic mullet, which does make a good children's book.
Yeah.
And magic what?
Mullet.
Oh. Yeah, mullets. I'm not down with them.
No, I'm actually...
I'm glad you haven't got a mullet, Ron. No, he's fine.
Clean cut.
I don't know. Some guys look good with a mullet.
You show me a guy that looks good with a mullet, please.
I would...
Put it on social media.
Okay.
Okay. Done.
Warwick like Kappa?
No.
Speaking of AFL, it also kicked off last week. That was the first round last week. This is how badly I did. Remember, you and I talked about it, Mick, last week, and we were trying to say, oh, this is who's going to win this year, this is who's not. I said the Crows would end up last this year while the Cats would be huge contenders. The Crows beat the Cats 103-91. I also said the Lions would do pretty well while the Swans would struggle. The Swans beat the Lions, or smash the Lions, 125-94. So I don't know what I'm talking about. Do you have a team, Rowan, in AFL?
Swans, yeah, Sydney.
You'll fit right in. It was a tipster's nightmare last week, for sure. But I tipped 5 from 8. That's pretty good, don't you think?
In the AFL?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good for someone who doesn't know about AFL.
That's why I went well, because I don't know. I'm not very good at it.
Okay, I don't want to talk anymore about that. I'm done. Now, Mick, you've got Olympics, rugby union, betting and fantasy, and soccer, and Ellen Perez.
You've I got can't
like
fit all that
1
in.
Minute to talk about one of them. Which one do you want to talk about?
Oh, put me on the spot.
Do you want to do a...
Olympics are going ahead.
Ellen Perez.
Oh, Ellen Perez update. She's at the Miami Open. It's about to hit off. She's in the doubles, but she's not playing with her usual doubles partner. She's got a new Chinese double partner, and she's having her first game on Saturday. But she's in Miami. That's it. There'll be more next
week.
That was our
Ellen Perez.
Also, the Olympics are going ahead, but only with Tokyo or Japanese people. Like there's no international.
Yes.
They've refunded all their money. There's going to be 2 Pacific Island teams in the Super Rugby next year. Sorry, years after. No, yeah, next year, 2022. That's really exciting. And what's the other one? Oh, no.
Soccer and betting and fantasy, whatever that is.
Also, Matildas are playing Germany in a friendly on April 10th.
11th?
11th.
I think
our time,
11th.
Maybe. And only Australian players who are overseas will be able to go.
Ooh, what was that noise?
That was my phone.
What was that?
Sounds like a monkey.
Is that a message?
Yeah. No. yeah. So that's exciting. The Matildas, it's like a warm-up to the Olympics. They're playing the number one team in the world, Germany, who won the World Cup last year.
Yeah.
Or year before last.
We've got no time. Let's do a game. It's a game. All right.
Is there really going to be a quiz here?
We might as well. Okay. We got 30 seconds.
Right.
Which Australian player scored successive 60 points? Can I start again?
Go.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park. Which Australian player scored successive 62 ball centuries in the one-day series against India?
Let's guess.
If you continue to make these quizzes about cricket,
Glenn
I'm
Maxwell?
Actually quitting.
Maxwell? Ooh. Our intern.
I don't want to do that on your first day. As a guest. Sorry.
Who was it?
Did you have an answer, Mick?
Nah.
Okay, that's great. Gabby?
I don't know. Ricky, thank you.
Steve Smith. Well, that's the end of the show. Sorry, everyone. Sorry, Rowan.
Sorry.
I guess we'll get a new intern next week. There's no way you want to come back. Sorry, man.
Yeah, right. Have a good week, everyone. Yeah. Easter next week.
He's, oh, yeah, we won't be here, I don't think.
Good Friday, nah.
Nah, great. We're not here next week.
Still tune in. We'll have a repeat episode.
No, Rowan's doing it by himself.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
Stay sporty.
Bye.
To SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
Good evening. You are listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3. My name is Ruby Innes, and normally I would also have a lovely Patrick Clancy with me, but not tonight. They're not dead. They just can't be here, but that's fine. Big shouts out to Across the Park before us. That was pre-recorded, and I heard them say the 2SER phone number, and I was here in the studio, and I let, love you Across the Park. But you could have set me up, and no offense, I would not pick up that phone because the thought of that terrifies me. What am I supposed to do? Pick up the phone and be like, yeah, soccer, football, like, I don't know, cricket, like, say, would you want me to pick up the phone and say sports at them? I don't think they'd like it. I don't think they would. I really don't. And then I go on like a tangent about like the many characters in like the McDonald's lore, including Uncle O'Grimacy, and he's a whole thing in himself. But, you know, it just wouldn't be great. But regardless, shouts out to Across the Park. Love you lots. It's going to be a nice chill night tonight. We're going to listen to some new releases from a myriad of queer artists. Very exciting stuff. And you and me, we'll just talk about some things, some stuff, some gay shit, you know, just some gay stuff, you know, golden gay time. I'll talk about that later. I'll bring that up later. But you are listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3, and I'm going to play some music for you. This one comes from Laura Les, and it's called Haunted.
I'm tired of being useless. Yeah, I've been up for 3 days. Everything is haunted. Everybody's evil and there's bugs inside the carpet. Do you think I'm frightening? Organ cords and lightning. If I show my fangs, will you tell me that they're cool? Mirrors shatter when I'm passing. Broken glass and crashing. Little blurry stars scattered all across my room.
Wear a mask.
My pussy don't play.
My pussy wear a mask.
Take cover from the spray.
My pussy wear a mask.
Dripping droplets all day.
My pussy wear a mask.
Public has a doomsday.
Pander pussy. Candor pussy. Commander pussy. Gerrymander pussy. Don't slander pussy. Icelander pussy. I slam the pussy. Peaches jam with pussy.
Put my pussy in the Senate. Have my pussy as you tan it. Wear my pussy as a pendant. Pussy, pussy, pandemic. Pussy get credit. Pussy trend on Reddit.
pussy don't sweat it, pussy want it, pussy get it.
My pussy wear a mask,
my pussy don't play.
My pussy wear a mask,
take cover from the spray.
My pussy wear a mask,
dripping droplets all day.
My pussy wear a mask, has it.
You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3. That was Save Yourself, open bracket, with Big Data, close bracket. And that was by Minder and, of course, Big Data. Gay. Well, I mean, like, the first thing that kind of came to mind when I came to the show tonight was the whole Golden Gay Time thing. And you know what? It's not to discredit how anybody feels about anything at any point. It's a very blanket statement. But the name changes of certain things, you know, certain foods and such, I understand. But what I personally don't understand about the petition to change the name of Golden Gay Time is that obviously, you know, people, horrible people have used the word gay as a negative, but gay isn't a slur. It's not. It's an identifier. It's how people identify. You know, it's a lot different to you know, for example, the name of a certain cheese. Like gay is not a bad word. And my opinion, it's like wanting to get rid of the name Golden Gay Time and get because of the word gay is belittling, and it's I feel like it makes the cause kind of look a bit ridiculous, you know what I mean? Like, not to mention, great ice cream. And while, you know, back in the day, they wanted to change the name of Golden Gay Times because gay was, you know, bad. Like gay, being gay was considered a bad thing, and they wanted to change the name of it because of that. And the creators of Golden Gay Time were like, no, we're not changing it. And now it's because it's homophobic. Well, it's not. Like, and this is coming from you know, a gay show. Like it's not, but at the same time, like, people are well within their rights to feel a certain way. But it does, it boggles the mind. It boggles the mind. And not to mention, every gay I know loves Golden Gay Times. They're the best ice cream, like hands down. It's very interesting to me. And Patrick, bless their heart, made sure to kind of, you know, be here in spirit. And on the topic of Golden Gay Times, they sent me a list that says, ice creams that offend me more than Golden Gay Time. Bubble-O Bill and Bubble-O Jill? Dating? That's it. Magnum. All are essentially designed for the consumer to want to fuck them. Like, Milo Scoop Shake, specifically the swimming man on it. He's definitely not eating Milo Scoop Shake. True, true. I think having a sports person on a sweetie, it's a little misleading. I don't think they're eating a Milo ice cream. They could be eating Milo maybe, but not an ice cream. I can't even say that one on here. Messina ice cream. Store's fine. Not the one they sell in supermarkets now. That is homophobic, isn't it? Rainbow Paddle Pop. Literally a normal caramel essential, essentially dragging up. That is false allyship. And also Gay Time had that unicorn one, so gay rights. Thank you, Patrick. It's important for Patrick to you know, get their input in, and, you know, I absolutely appreciate it. And these are all very valid points, all very, very good points. But yeah, Golden Gay Times, it's like, you know, there's, it's not fair. It's such a good ice cream to me, but that's the way of life, you know. That's the way of life. Anyway, it's 7:43. You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3. I'm going to play some more music for you. This one I'm going to play for you now comes from Mickey Blanco. It's called Free Ride.
I'm not afraid to kitty, but I got that sass. Rich chick, but she don't pay tax. Fake lips, but she don't got class. Fake hitters, they don't get no pass. Talk big, but he just blow gas. Toxic, free Brit, but you not that hip. Goody running with the mob, but you just not get. Busy repping up a slob, yo, I see you, pig. Not a second glance, not a second chance. Oh, yeah, with your man's, he afraid to speak. Watch chick, keep it lit, yeah, we duck the meat. Cheat code on the road, hit the what you think. It take a real king to try and cuff the queen. It take a real bad chick to try and thug with me. Why it always a bum that's in love with me? Spit game, get chop, hit the western scene. Free ride, let's slide, try your luck with me. What I wouldn't give, what I wouldn't do. I was walking down the street with the girls. This guy hollers out my name. Yo, Mickey, let me get your number. What's up? What you doing? I said, I don't give my number to busters, baby. You better get together, bro. Yo, why they always think we're gonna be so quick to get stuck? You talking to me like I don't got no self-esteem, yo. We on some barbecue, though. I'm like, yo, if you think I look that good, I guess I think you look good too, baby.
follow you until the end. Jenny, take my hand, I cannot pretend. Why I never like your new boyfriends.
You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3. That was Jenny featuring Kim Petras by Studio Killers. And before that, you heard Quit by Cry Club. Oh, oh, so good. So good, in my opinion. Oh, I love it. I'm a big fan. Oh, and then before that was Panic Attack by Pussy Riot as well. So, sorry, I do go on because I just... love Cry Club. Shouts out to Cry Club. Mwah, love you, my sweet angels. And I love hearing their music, and especially from their debut album. God, I'm such a mess. Oh, mwah, kisses. I love it. Once again, you are listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3. Unfortunately, we're coming towards the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope we've had a golden gay time. Ha ha ha. I leave room to laugh. It's normal. It's healthy. But thank you so much for tuning in. Shouts out to my beautiful baby, Patrick, who could not be here tonight. I miss them dearly, but that's all right. We'll be back next week to do this, but maybe more, maybe something a little bit different. But first, I'm going to play you a new track from Lil Nas X. Bit of an explicit warning on this one. It is called Montero, Call Me By Your Name. Hope you love it as much as I do. You've been listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3.
I caught it bad just today. You hit me with a call to your place. Ain't been out in a while anyway. Was hoping I could catch you throwing smiles in my face.
Romantic talking, you don't even have to try. You're cute enough to fuck with me tonight. Looking at the table, all I see is bleeding white. Baby, you live in the life, but nigga, you ain't living right. Cocaine and drinking with your friends. You live in the dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not fazed, only you to sin. If you've been in your garden, you know that you can. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me out by your name, I'll be on the way. Like, every time that I speak, a diamond and a nine, it was mine every week. What a time and incline, God was shining on me. Now I can't leave, and now I'm making hella Italy. Never want the niggas that's in my league. I wanna fuck the ones I envy.
Cocaine and drinking with your friends. You live in the dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not faced, only you to sin. If you've been in your garden, you know that you can.
Call me when you want. On the way, like, call me by your name.